Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Kensington mine accident that killed junior resident Joe Tagaban a week and a half ago is the eighth U.S. mining fatality in 2011, according to the Mining Safety and Health Administration. It was also the first explosives fatality for the year. An updated report from MSHA indicates Tagaban was waiting on a ramp for the blast to start. When it was started, small rock and debris traveled through a 3-inch diameter diamond borehole, striking him. The regulatory agency says the hole should have been mapped and plugged. The report lists several best practices for using underground explosives and includes evacuating all persons from the designated blasting site. MSHA is also asking for other suggestions to prevent such an accident. The underground section of the Kensington mine where the accident occurred was closed for a week during the initial investigation. Alaska's unemployment rate for August remained at 7.7%, unchanged from July. The national rate was 9.1%, also unchanged. With Alaska's employment picture better than most of the rest of the nation, state labor economists say fewer job seekers are leaving the state and more people are coming north to look for work. Juneau's jobless rate last month was 4.6%. Alaska's annual shot in the bank account is nearing, but we still don't know yet how much it is. Governor Sean Pornell will reveal that important figure tomorrow. The annual announcement of the Alaskan's permanent fund dividend checks will be made at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in Anchorage. The dividend distribution begins October 6 for those with direct deposit. Southeast Alaska's summer troll fishery closes tomorrow after a season of small coho catches, good prices, and bad weather. While the season closes by regulation, state fishery managers can extend it to the end of the month. During years of high coho abundance, this was not one of those years. Troll coho prices have been good, with a region-wide average of nearly $1.70 a pound for the week of September 4th, according to Fish Ticket Records. Prices have reportedly gone up since then, but the small fish are unusual. Department of Fish and Game troll biologist Patty Scannis says for some deliveries, the average was less than 5 pounds of fish.
The size average is way below average, and during the season, the average weight actually decreased, which is very unusual. Normally, you know, you start off with something close to 6 pounds, and then you see it increase gradually.
The total troll coho harvest, approaching 1.1 million fish by middle of September, was 26% below average for the past decade. Fish and Game is projecting total wild coho return to the region will be about 2.7 million fish, which is 20% below the 20-year average. And the Parnell administration is preparing to put the first Alaska-class ferry out to bid, but administration officials are not making any promises that the new ferry will be built at the Ketchikan shipyard. The community is aggressively lobbying the state to build the ferries there, and during last week's annual Southeast Conference meeting in Ketchikan, Parnell officials had been asked multiple times where the ship would be constructed. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for rain likely for today, tonight, and most of the rest of the week, with temperatures in the high 40s to mid-50s.